How can we possibly come to consensus on any number of complex, emotionally laden topics during these increasingly polarizing times? Kyle Bowser, producer of the Trial by Jury series, will provide one such opportunity for attendees Saturday at the University of Pennsylvania, an event hosted by WHYY and Penn School of Social Policy and Practice. Kyle Bowser, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
It is my pleasure.
You are very experienced in the ways of TV and production, and this is certainly going to be a little different. It's much more interactive than just sitting and watching what appears on the screen.
That is true. We have invited an audience, a live audience, to participate in the jurisprudence of civil litigation by first watching a half-hour film that depicts a trial and a jury deliberation. And then following that film, we engage the audience in a town hall discussion about the issues raised in the trial. And finally, that audience, that live audience, votes to determine a verdict in the case.
It's actually two such opportunities. There will be two separate topics taken up on Saturday.
We are going to present Trial by Jury, a Case of Deportation. And that is a very robust look and discussion about immigration policy, and in particular how that policy impacts people who have been raised in this country, have lived in this country for the better part of their lives, but they are not factually citizens, and now because of some transgression or violation of law, their presence here is being challenged. And then we are going to present Trial by Jury, the Case of the N-Word. And in that case, we're going to look at the word, we're going to look at its use in certain contexts, and we're going to discuss whether or not there might be any legal jeopardy for the use of that word in those contexts.
Where does the audience participation kick in?
Well, as soon as the film has concluded, and that film again shows the trial and it shows a 12-person jury deliberating on film, but as soon as that half-hour film is concluded, we then engage the live audience in a robust discussion about the issues that were litigated, and then ultimately that live audience will vote to determine a verdict in the case.
Now, is there anything analogous to the voir dire process by which audience members will be selected to fill out that jury?
While our general audience is discussing the issues in the case, we select 12 people from that audience and sequester them in a separate room where they hold their own deliberation, and they return to the general body and share the results of their discussion. It's always interesting to contrast the discussion and the verdict between the small sequestered audience and the larger body. Our agenda is to, as best we can, replicate what happens in courtrooms all across this country every day, where some number of people are convened to hear two storytellers, a plaintiff and a defendant. And then they walk into a room carrying with them all of their life's baggage, their prejudices, their biases, their preconceived notions. But ultimately, they're held to the responsibility of law in making a decision within the parameters as articulated by the law and come forth with a verdict.
Kyle, so much of WHYY's commitment to the community is in the form of hosting dialogue. Is it easier in part for jurors to discuss these volatile issues, whether it's the case of the N-word or the immigration issue, because there is that framework, rather than two people sitting at a bar or a coffee table?
You know, jurors have a certain protection of anonymity. Their belief is that once they have rendered a verdict and go back to their respective lives, that the outcome of the case will not follow them. But where I have seen the challenge for folks is that moment when they realize that their personal opinions and the complexities of their cultural perspective are not allowed to be a factor in the ultimate decision that's made. The law will prescribe for you the elements that must be met in order to find one way or another, and it's basically a checkbox. As you check off those boxes, you're either going to come to a guilty or not guilty verdict, and that's what they're required to do. The best of them adhere to those rules. However, there are times when we've seen hung juries. Sometimes that's because the prosecution or the plaintiff has not presented a thorough case, but sometimes it's because people just are not able to reconcile what the law requires, with their own personal opinions, and they just can't get past that nexus.
Safe travels from your home in California, and we hope you enjoy your time here in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Kyle Bowser, producer of the Trial by Jury series. WHYY is partnering with him on a screening and discussion event at the University of Pennsylvania on Saturday.